for God's Word, very familiar scripture. Could basically go to any one of the Gospels and read this story and preach this story, but the Lord has led us to Mark chapter 6 version of this Gospel. Had this on my mind for a few weeks and just kind of thought about it, you know. And I've preached on Jesus feeding the 5,000. I've preached on the little boy with the fish and the bread. We've preached on the disciples. We've seen it in our Easter play. But I want to look at something just a little bit different tonight. Mark chapter 6, if you're there, say amen. Amen. Look at verse 31. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Now, let me stop right there. Jesus is talking to his disciples at this point, okay? He's telling his disciples, you know, we've worked, it's time to rest. We need to find a place to sit down so we can eat. The Bible said that they didn't even have time to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him and ran afoot thither out of all the cities, and outwent them and came together unto him. In other words, they saw Jesus get in the boat. They said, where he's going, I'm going. Amen. He ain't getting away from me. And the Bible says, they were on the Sea of Galilee. The Bible said, and on the Sea of Galilee, you can pretty much see everything there. So they were on the hills, and they were running to where the boat was headed, and they get to where the boat's going, and they meet Jesus there. Jesus is trying to get away from them over here, and they meet him over there. That ought to be your attitude. He ain't getting away from me. Amen. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place, and now is the time is far past. Send them away that they may go into the country round about and into their villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. And he answered and said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? He saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and brake the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets of the fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the reading of your word. Thank you, Lord, for what you've already done today. Lord, it's been a good day. God, we could close right now and say it's been a good day, Lord. God, help us right now over the next few minutes. God, just help us, Lord, to be an encouragement. God, you speak to hearts, and whatever's done, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to preach a little while on this thought. Very simple. Just keep following Jesus. Just keep following Jesus. Now, like I said, this was a determined crowd. I'm just going to be honest with you. Most of us would have given up, and no doubt, and I'll get into that in just a little bit, some of them probably did give up. But you see, Jesus gets into a boat. Most time you get into a boat, you're planning on leaving. He gets into a boat to go to somewhere else because he's going to get some rest. And now they're watching the boat. They say, well, looks like he's going to that spot. They take off and run, and they beat him to that spot, and they're waiting on him to get there. How many of us have that much determination? How many of y'all realize when you left home this afternoon, when you showed up here, he was going to be here? Amen. Every time I leave home coming to God's house, I expect him to be here. Yeah. How you know he's going to be there, preacher? Because I'm bringing him with me, praise God. But I just keep following. Number one, they followed. The Bible says in verse 33 right there, and the people saw him departing, and many knew him and ran afoot thither out of the cities and outwent them and came together. They followed Jesus. I made up my mind a little over 41 years ago that I was going to be a follower of Jesus. I got saved. God wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I decided right then, I'm going to be a Jesus freak. Amen. I'm going to be a Jesus follower. I'm not going to follow nobody else. Hey, I've tried to do it on my own. It didn't work on my own. So I'm going to give it to Jesus. I'm going to follow Jesus. Amen. These folks had heard about what Jesus had been doing. They had heard about what Jesus had been doing. They followed Jesus, and they followed him for a reason. John chapter 6, verse 2 talks about how he did many miracles, and they saw the miracle. Why are you following Jesus? Why'd you come tonight? Why'd you come tonight? Think about that for a minute. Why did you come tonight? Did you come out of, this is just what we're supposed to do on Sunday afternoon. I hope not. I hope you came for a reason. They were following Jesus for a reason. Some were following Jesus for salvation, amen. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not saved. I'm just going to tell you, today ain't no better time than right now than to get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Bible says that today's the day of salvation, amen. Don't wait, don't wait, don't wait, don't wait. Today's the day of salvation. Some were following him just because they saw him do those miracles. Maybe some of them were following and said, I ain't never seen him raise no dead man, but I'm going to watch and see what he does. I ain't never seen him touch no crippled man, but I'm going to watch and see what he does. I ain't never seen him touch no blind man, but I'm going to watch and see what he does. Hey, you ought to show up to, God's house on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. I said, I'm just going to wait and see what he does. But what Preacher Todd Masters all say, if you're going to miss, I wouldn't miss Wednesday night service, because there ain't no telling what Jesus is going to do Wednesday night. Amen. Every time, we ought to have that kind of excitement every time we come to church. The problem is we come to church ho-hum. Oh, well. Let's see what the preacher's going to preach tonight. Is he going to have something that's going to excite me, or am I going to have to? I'm going to probably get in trouble with this, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Every time I go preach for revival, my wife says, you got something new, or am I going to have to listen to some stale bread that I've already heard? But you know what I tell her? This is what I tell Tony. I said, if you know the sermon, you know when to say amen. You ought to know when to shout. You ought to be just backing me up. Well, why'd you come? Why'd you come? Most of us here tonight's already saved. So why'd you come? Did you come just sit here like a bump on a pickle and, you know, just not do nothing? Or did you come to worship? Did you come to praise him? Did you come to thank him for answering prayer? Did you come to thank him for being God? Did you come to thank him? Hey, they were following him for a reason. But praise God, they were still following. They followed Jesus. And verse 34 says that Jesus taught them. Every time we come to church, if you come expecting, you will get. Every time you come to church, if you come looking, you will find. Every time you come to church, if you come wanting, you'll get. Hey, if you come wanting, I can't wait till we sing in the choir. I can't wait till David gets up there, starts beating on that bass. I can't wait till Jenny picks out the songs. I can't wait till we get in Sunday school. I can't wait. I can't wait for ladies auxiliary. I can't wait for master's men. I can't wait. I am looking so forward to going to church. They followed Jesus, and Jesus taught them. The problem with a lot of Christians, they think they already know everything. I've been in church all my life. Let me tell you something. If you got the right kind of Bible, he'll still reveal. Amen. They followed Jesus, and Jesus taught them. Every time you and I come to church, it ought to be, if nothing else but like Wanda, stand up and praise him. My goodness, stand up and praise him. I mean, I know he's answered more prayers than just touching Ashley 10 years ago. Hello. Hello. I know he's answered more prayers than that. Why ain't everybody else testifying? I know he's done stuff for Robert. I know he's done stuff for Talbert. I know he's done stuff for Tony. Why ain't we all just testifying? Hey, when are we going to just get back to having a good old testimony service? And don't worry. Hey, preacher, if you get to preach, that's fine. If you don't get to preach, we still going to worship. We still going to praise him. We still going to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. They came for a reason, and Jesus gave it to them. The Bible says in verse 35 that the day was far spent. They didn't give up. They didn't give up. Think about that. They kept right on. When you got a need, listen to what I'm getting ready to tell you. When you got a need, it's different when you come to church. Amen. Hey, when you got something going on in your life, when you got something that you, when you got a family situation and you really got it, hey, it's different when you come to church. When you need a healing in your body, it's different when you come to church. When you got a situation in your marriage, it's different when you come to church. Then, hey, it's good when we come to church and everything's doing all right. Everything's good. Hey, it's real easy to sit there with our arms crossed and not raise our hand. But when you got a need, I'm telling you right now, you can't hardly wait to get to that altar. You can't hardly wait to give it. You can't hardly wait to turn it over to God when you really got a need. Understand something. The Bible says that the day was far spent. And guess what? I believe when Jesus rolled up on that shore that day, there were people still running, Brother Robert, trying to get to where he was at. Why'd we come? I just want to follow Jesus. Amen. I just want to follow Jesus. Now, I got to think about it as I was studying this. Number one, they didn't leave. The day far spent, and they still there. No doubt some people had left. No doubt, Brother Tony, in a crowd that big, some people said, well, I just ain't going that far. I'm going far enough. I'm getting hungry. I'm going back to the house. I'm not going that far. He's out there on the water. He don't even want to be around us. I'm not going that far. And guess what? They missed the miracle. How many times do we miss the miracle?
Amen.
When we don't hang in there. And we don't do what we're supposed to do. Amen. They followed. Now, I want you to notice this. The disciples said, send them away. There's going to be discouragement in everything we do. The devil's going to make sure that there's discouragement, amen? The very ones that should have had the most faith said, send them away. And I've studied this thing a lot. And Gavin, I saw something in this, and I'm sure I've seen it before. David's probably taught it before. Tony's probably spoke on it before. But Jesus takes the bread and the fish, and he blesses them. Now get this. And then he gives it to the disciples and says, now you feed them. Jesus didn't feed nobody. He blessed it. He broke it. He multiplied it. He said, now you the one who wants to send them away, you feed them. He's working on their faith. And as I was thinking about this and thinking about this morning, Jesus told his disciples, you feed them in John chapter 6, verse 11. And then everybody that followed ate. Amen. Every last one of them. The Bible says there was 5,000. Most scholars believe there between anywhere between 15 and 20,000 people. When you start including the women and the children and all the men, they all fought. And I got to think about this. Can't you just imagine? As they're probably still walking up. Jesus has already broke the bread and blessed the fish. They're probably still walking up. Taylor, they're probably still coming in. They don't even know what's going on yet. All they know is there's a big fuss going on. And the disciples over there passing out bread and fish. And hey, can you imagine as the last one come up?
Thank you, Lord.
The very last one come up, Cody, that got fed. Thinking, I didn't bring nothing, but he fed me anyhow. Somebody ought to think what I just said right there. I didn't bring nothing, and he fed me anyhow. How many times do we show up to church? How many times do we come in? We just ho-hum. We come in the parking lot. This is the place to be on Sunday night. We just coming just so the preacher don't call me, just so the preacher don't tell me, just so the deacons don't call me. I don't want Miss Juwan on the phone wanting to know where I was on Sunday night. I just show, and all of a sudden you come in. You didn't bring nothing to the table. You didn't bring nothing with you, and you got in here, and he just starts blessing. He just starts pouring it out, and you just start crying, and you get all filled up. Hey, they didn't bring nothing to the meal and got fed anyhow. Aren't you glad that Jesus don't treat us like we treat him? Wow. I'm glad he don't treat me like I treat him. I didn't bring nothing, and he fed me anyhow. Some of y'all songwriters ought to write a song about that. My goodness, that's a pretty good thought right there, even if the Lord did give it to me. Think about that. When you got saved, you didn't bring nothing, and he saved you anyhow. What is it that we have that can impress God? Absolutely nothing. Nothing but our praise and our worship. The Bible talks about how he inhabits the praise of his people. That means he sets down. That's the one thing that gets God's attention when we worship and we praise. If you would, bow your heads.